Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Mo, and you know who you are, presumably. And this is the Paisley Penny Arcade. I know it looks like just a place with some books and a chair and a couple of hats on that chair, even though there are more hats in the room, and, you know, other stuff, and some of it looking like junk. Junk, say you. Junk. But no, it's not junk. It's my stuff. It's my stuff. And here I am sitting in my char, but the Paisley Penny Arcade is here in your mind. October the 15th. The Ides of October. You don't have to beware. I mean, there was no Shakespearean thing about the Ides of October. So relax. Have a good time. Have a pickle. Have a nickel. Be fickle. Drink some George Dickel, which is a type of bourbon. So if you don't like Dickel, then have some whatever, you know. Drink a lot of bourbon in college. Ooh-wee, did I drink a lot of bourbon in college? Not while I was in class, mind you. That would have been gauche. But I did drink some bourbon in college. So how are you? How is everything? Lisa's already in the chat room. Chat room, sayest thou? Yes, the YouTube chat room. It is YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki. That's all you have to do. Just go to YouTube and put at. Search at Mo Abdelbaki, and thou shallest find me live. Right now. Or you can listen to me at, well, if you're listening to me, you can listen to me at 12radio.com and click on Listen Now. Or you can listen to me later. You can listen to me in the future. Of course, if you're listening to me in the future, well, who knows? Maybe there's an animatronic head of me or ahead of me. Who knows? God only knows. You know, and whatever. So how are you on this fine Wednesday in the middle of October? It's not smack dab in the middle. It's close to dab smack in the middle, but it's not quite there. So I hope you're doing well. I'm feeling pretty good. Drinking a little tea. Decaf tea. I've kind of sworn off the caffeine. It's in everything. I mean, there's caffeine probably in gum. I know there are certain caffeines that have gum in them. And, you know, that sort of thing. Oh, my, the beard. I guess I do need to trim it, you know. Hive for the bees. Yes, yes. That's all right. I'm looking at my beard, those of you on the radio. It's hard because I can see myself while I do this, and it's so distracting. I've tried my entire life not to look at myself because it's a distracting thing. You go, oh, my God, I had hair once, I think. Didn't I? I usually run a brush through this mess, but I didn't before the show. I took, you know, the puppy out. And she refused to go because someone was fussing with a ladder before, and that irritated her. I don't want to irritate her, scared her a little bit. Dogs and sounds. Of course, I'm, you know, sounds and zounds. Gadzook, as we say, or used to say, or maybe we still say. I don't know what we say. We say a lot of strange things. The world is strange. Yes. I'm not going to bring up world events. Okay? Just not going to do it. I hope you had a happy Indigenous People's Day and First Nations Day. I look at it a little differently than others. We're going to talk a little bit about such things today, about important things. The I Ching trigrams, absolutely fascinating to me. I love them. I love head things, things with the head, things that where you investigate things with the head. And what I mean by that is you take a problem and you search for not necessarily solutions, but you find ways to weave in and out and in, and back and forth, and zig and zag and zig, and go hither and thither and hither and yon. And it is fascinating, especially the world of metaphysics, because the maps are rather vague at times and rather obtuse. And so this is where we get to flesh them out. It's like Tarot. Tarot, which is, rather vague at times. It can be rather vague. When you take a deck of 78 cards that are pre-described by somebody else and drawn by somebody else, although my deck is drawn by me. Interestingly enough, I found the other day that my deck is still available for purchase. I was surprised, quite surprised. I did not know that. I found a link to it in my bookmarks, and so I went ahead and clicked on it, and lo and behold, there it was. But the paper, the cost of the linen, I made these on fine linen paper, and so they're really good playing cards, because I was into, you know, sleight of hand card stuff when I was younger. And so I decided that I would use good stock, you know. And now I know where they put, here's my art card or temperance card. And you see how it's kind of worn out on the edges? When you use a deck of cards that doesn't have white around the edges, that's what happens to them. My first Crowley deck, the same thing happened, because when you use them and shuffle them and shuffle them and use them and use them and shuffle them, that's what happens, is the ink kind of, the coloration kind of comes off the edges like that. But that's what happens. But when I know why I drew this like that, I know why I used a bee. But if you're a consumer of this, you don't know why. So anyway, I found that they're still online. But because the paper price has gone up, they're a little more expensive, and they're made in Hong Kong, so you have to pay a bit of a tariff on that. But I was kind of surprised. So I may put a link up there someday if people are interested. They were not that expensive when I first created them. Of course, that was over 15 years ago. I was, about 16 years ago. But they're good cards, I think. Some of the drawings are pretty good. Some of the cards are, their drawings are, because I'm a cartoonist mainly. Anyway, so the things in metaphysics are kind of amazing. And what happens is that you have to fill in the gaps. If you simply take things as they come, then there you are. It may not be very full, and the I Ching is one of those things that you have to really kind of think about for a while. You have to really ponder. The trigrams, and there are eight of them, and I'm going to leave it to you to get a book and to look at the trigrams and say, okay, here are these trigrams, and the eight of them are a family, and I'll explain all that. But they really do have different personalities, and those personalities are very profoundly full. And everyone you know has mixtures of these personalities, quite fascinatingly so. And it's cool to kind of say, well, which am I? How am I? What am I about? It's a lot of fun to look at your personality and to try to say, what am I about? Who am I in the I Ching and so on and so forth? And that's what I'd like to talk about today. And of course, none of us is purely anything else because these trigrams are elemental forces. Now, I do the same thing with the elements. You know, there are many different elemental forces. Well, the minor arcana, the royalty of the minor arcana are all of them are elemental forces. So you have in water and fire and air and earth, and of course spirit, which is the quintessential, the fifth element, right? The fifth element. But if, for example, in fire, you have the Knight of Wands in Tarot, which is the fiery part of fire. And you have the Queen, which is the watery part of fire. And you have the Knight, the Prince, rather, who is the airy part of fire. And then you have the Princess, who is the earthy part of fire. And so you have four of those. And then you have, in the next, you know, group, you and you have that, you know, the watery part of water, and the fiery part of water, and the airy part, and so on and so forth. So you have 16 of these subdivisions of that major element. Yeah. Pardon me. Allergy season. It's always allergy season for me. Boy, I really do have to trim this thing up. Get his own mind. So you really work with these things in your mind, and you say, well, what does that mean? And when you realize that everything is made up, there is no such thing in our realm as a pure elemental force. There just isn't. So what you want to do is spend time looking at these different elements and how do they break down. So it's a wonderful exercise, and we can do the same thing with the I Ching and the personalities, but I want to talk about these personalities, because if you ever dally in the I Ching, and if you don't, why don't you? The I Ching is a fantastic, wonderful, tremendous, incredible tool. It can tell you things you didn't know, and through these nuances of the tool itself, of these wonderful trigrams. Sometimes you don't even have to pick up a book. The answer is given to you in ways that you can't even begin to believe, just by understanding them better. So let's talk about this a little bit. So we have the eight trigrams. Now a trigram is made up of three lines. One, two, three. And they're always built from the bottom up. One, two, and three. So you draw them from the bottom up. And they're either going to be a yin line, which is a and a so it's broken in the middle, or a solid line. Okay, just like that. And here, I have a gadget here that I can show you these things with. It's my little I Ching kit. So when you're drawing these lines, you'll either draw a yin line like this. Find the camera, Mo. Like that. That's yin, a broken line. Or you will draw it as a solid line. Like that. That's yang. So those are the two. And so the first, we'll talk about this family, a mother and a father and three kids that are boys and three kids that are daughters, making a family of eight. All right? So that's easy. And I'm lucky to have this little gadget here of these six line things. So let's start off with dad, shall we? Let's start off with Dad. And let's see if I can do this without spilling this thing. Here we are. There's Dad. Three yang lines. Yeah, modern science. Right here. Line. And he is known as Qian. Spelled like the French word for dog. C-H-I-E-N. Right? It's not Shen. It's Qian. It's basically, and sometimes you'll see it spelled Q-I-A-N. And Qian is essentially shown as the sky, or is the sky, or something like that. And it's the creative. So basically, it's male, if it's father. And it's this, let's call his personality tough and creative and expanding the sky. Blue sky shining on me. Blue sky. How does a blue sky shine? Well, it doesn't matter. So the idea is that think of expanse. Think of forever, okay? Now, I think of Qian, and I think of, well, he rules a lot of stuff. So when you think of Qian, they think of a circle, for obvious reasons. When you go outside and look up at the sky, and you look around, it's a big circle, okay? So he rules things like rulers, which I think is fascinating, because we're talking about demarcation of things. So we think of, well, geometry maybe, we think of all sorts of things, right? Time, well, maybe so. Bones, I think that's fascinating as well. I think of indigenous people, the people who live in a place first. That to me is Qian. The fathers and mothers who live in a place. Well, we'll get to mothers in a bit. And that's a big part of everything, see? So we're talking about the indigenous Aboriginal First Nations. I think of the things that they build with Qian. I think of the pyramids. I think of Stonehenge. I think of, all sorts of cool stuff. So it's original. I think of, well, his animal, Qian's animal, is a horse, right? Powerful horses, spirited horses. I see bison with Qian. And these are my opinions. My thoughts about it. Maybe it won't work for you. But this is what I get from it, you see, is this idea of expanse and the great plains of this country, of America, and this wonderful, just this wonderful, goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. My old locker buddy from high school was in Mongolia, where he learned to fly eagles. The eagle is not Qian. I'll tell you where that fits in a little later. But that would be going back to something primal. See, it's primal. And he was flying eagles. They taught him how to do that. And then he went on and rode on Bactrian camels. Not dromedaries, although they're pretty Qian too. Bactrian camels. Now, stone is Gen. We'll get to Gen. But it's a fascinating thing. So that's Qian, the father, you know. It's vast. Jen is also Gen, the youngest. We'll talk about that. Brothers. They're brothers. So that's Qian, the father. All right? Primal. large, vast. Yes. Now, there's an order to these. Let me give you the order. The order is, the Tao order is Qian, father, youngest daughter, Dui, middle daughter, Li, eldest brother, Zhen, then the eldest daughter, Jun, then the middle brother, Kan, then the youngest son, Gen, and then the mother, Kun. That's the order they're in. We find that the youngest sibling is nearest their parent of the opposite sex. And then the middle is kind of by themselves in the middle. And then the eldest brother and daughter and sister are kind of off to themselves, you know. So the next then we'll talk about is Dui. And she is the youngest daughter. And what is her personality like? Here she is. Interestingly enough, she is very much like her father, in that she is two solid lines on the bottom and a feminine line, a yin line, on the top. Well, Dui is the youngest daughter, the youngest sister, and she is so young, so coquettish. She rules... Oh, I should tell you that Qian rules the head. And let's go to Dui. Dui rules the mouth. Her animal is a sheep, right? And so there, she's very useful. The sheep are very useful, right? But she also is rules things of the mouth. So she's known as the joyous. The joyous. She's singing. She's speech. She lies. She rules pleasure. She's very pleasant at times. At times, maybe not so much. But there's something very, she's delightful at times. If you can get her, and she's also, by the way, in nature, a lake. A lake. Like that. She's a lake. So her personality is one of she can be a concubine. She can be very voluptuous. She may not take things seriously, but then again, she may also take them seriously. She is a temptress, but she can also be very serious at times, and she can be a spy. I mean, there's just these wonderful things associated with Dui, but she can also be incredibly... just fantastic. I mean, in The Marrying Maiden, which is, I believe, the 54th hexagram, the eldest son takes her home to marry, because that's just the way it is. You know, she's young, and she'll listen, and that's, you know, the good thing, and whatever, but she's also beautiful, and you know, whatever the case may be. So it's not all bad. It's not all bad at all. It's kind of cool. So and we'll talk more about personality types and how they weave into reality. But that's her basic kind of concept, is that she's young and sassy, and she's just skilled in all the arts of singing and vocal stuff, you know. And in love, she's a lover. She has all these wonderful arts down, you know. And then we go to Li, who is the middle, the middle daughter, and Lee is surrounded by Yang. So her lines are like this. So we have Yang on top, Yang on the bottom, and Yin in the middle. And Lee is fiery. Yes, fiery. I should mention that Qian and Dui are both ruled by metal, because the Chinese have five elements. They are metal, wood, fire, water, and earth. Okay? So here we have fire. And metal on the outside, fire in the middle. She is the sun. She's very bright, can be. She's hollow in the middle, right? Do you see that? I mean, it's pretty plain to see. And because she's hollow in the middle, she rules things like armor. And because she rules armor, well, she rules things like all ammunition and war and guns, and yeah, I mean, think of it, that's very clever stuff. But also because she is the light, like the sun, because she's fire, she rules education and learning and books, and she's very well read and extremely intelligent and very smart. And because of the hollow aspect of her, she can have a big belly. Yeah. I love this stuff. It's really good. It's really good. And her animal is a pheasant, specifically a gold ring-necked pheasant, golden pheasant. Beautiful birds. They get caught in the sunlight. It's just like, you know? Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Really magnificent stuff. And the pheasant is one of the four major constellations in the sky, along with the dragon, the turtle, and the tiger. The pheasant. That's phoenix. Phoenix. But, interchangeable by some. Maybe not by all. By me. But, so Lee is the next one, right? Oh, yes. Yeah. Next one is Jen. Now, Jen is the eldest son, and he is Yang with two yins, and it looks like this. This isn't the best way to do it, but I didn't put a lot of time into audio visuals today. Here we go. Yin, yin on top and yang on the bottom. So he's... There he is. See? There he is. That's Jen, the oldest son. He's known as the Arousing. The Arousing. Because he's thunder. Yeah. Thunder to the Chinese, when they wrote this, came from the ground up. Li is lightning, as well as like the sun. So he is thunder, and he is like, he's thunder, bow, wow. So it's pretty cool stuff. And he is, his animal is a dragon. How's that? Now, the dragon can also be associated with Qian. But we're going to say that in more modern times, Jen is associated with the dragon as well. Although definitely the dragon is associated with Qian. But the Chinese dragon is a composite of many different creatures. A carp, a deer, a bird, I can't remember everything now, many things, horns and whiskers, and a fascinating creature. I have a tendency to look also at Jen as being in our modern time as a raptor. So the eagle, I see, because it flies through the air, because there's a lot to be considered there, you know, like with thunder and sound. But he's also very loud. So anything considered with loudness, and we'll come back to that, okay, this idea of sound and loud and those things, or with Jen, okay? Spelled C-H-E-N. I should spell these, by the way. Dwi is, this is the old way of doing it, so this is the way, there are different ways to spell these. There's the way Giles, or Giles, G-I-L-E-S, and then there's the pinyin. And I'm just going to do it the way, and I'm, I think I'm doing pinyin, which is the way it is in the Baines, the Wilhelm Baines book. So, Dwi is T-U-I, pronounced Dwi. And Li is just L-I, easy to do. And Chen is C-H-E-N, Chen. But he is the arousing because he gets you moving. He is, his body part are feet, pitter-patter, because he gets you moving, he gets you going. So like an alarm clock could be Jen. Anything that gets you up and moving, just like thunder, you know, gets you up and moving. Something that gets you going. There's something that gets you going. And then the next one is Sun. She's the eldest daughter. Jun, actually. It's spelled just like the word sun, S-U-N. And she is known as the penetrating because she's wind, essentially. Air. And air gets in. Nope, that's not right. That wrong. Here we go. It twisted on me. That's wrong. Oh, that's right. Okay, here we go. Oh, come on. There it is. It's not that hard. Wow. There it is. Yin on the bottom, yang yang. And she's the eldest daughter, and she's the eldest sister. And she is wood. She and her older brother, her eldest brother, Jen, they're both wood. So bamboo plants. I always see for the both of them a bamboo forest, lots of green and the wind blowing through them. So very swift energy with her and very powerful. Between the two of them, a lot of nature stuff. You know, growing. Wind. So, and the penetrating aspect of that is, unless you live like in our modern houses, even in our modern houses, when the wind really blows, sometimes you can feel it. I don't know about you, but even, you know, today when the wind is blowing like at 60, 70 miles an hour, we get these gusts. You can feel a little bit of a chill in the house coming, you know, down the chimney or, you know, in between the cracks in the wall or whatever the case may be. That's Sun. She gets there. Very serious energy at times. Very powerful energy. Strong. Strong energy indeed. That's Sun. Then we go on to Khan. Like the wrath of Khan. Spelled differently, just K-A-N. And here's what he looks like. He is sandwiched in between. It's yang in the middle and yin on the top and the bottom. And for this reason, he can be an ear. Because there's an opening in the head there, right? You can see that there's an opening on either side, so if you're, you know, whatever. And also, it can be a wagon. So it often is a wagon. But that's when you get further into it. But he's rushing water. He's water. So Khan is water, and water was a source of many calamities in in China. So he's sometimes the father of many calamities, many problems. Like here in Colorado, as I'm doing this, there have been floods in Pagosa Springs. In that area, there's been flooding going on. Thank goodness it's abetting. We've had, we get floods here. We get flooding, especially after a forest fire, the burn scar, and it rains. And, 1976, our state centennial, I was living here for the summer. I came home, and it was a great summer. It was a wonderful summer. I was staying with a friend of mine and his brother and his brother's girlfriend. They were hippies, so was I. And they were following the Grateful Dead that summer, so they'd, go and come back and, recuperate. But we had a huge flood in the Big Thompson Canyon. It was famous. People died. It was terrible. I used to go up the Big Thompson Canyon all the time with my parents when I was a kid. Didn't like it. It was twisty-turny, and I'd get sick, but that was Khan, and Khan causes trouble. Khan is blood. He's red, that blood red color at times, and Khan causes calamities, And you can get an idea for the personalities of these trigrams by going into the I Ching itself and looking at how their combinations are. So when you see Jen, combined with, or when you see Khan combined with other trigrams, and see what they call that one. For example, the third hexagram is called difficulty at the beginning, and it's Jen on the bottom, which is thunder, and then Khan on top, and so there's water and thunder, and it's not easy, and it's called difficulty at the beginning, and it's about trying to get something going, but it's wet, and there's thunder. So it's like, no, I'm not a good time to get something going, And remembering how old it is, that would have been a, problem. So this is the type of thing that we have. Okay, let's go on. We'll talk about personalities in just a minute. I have to watch my time so I don't get, to the end and go, oops. Although I usually do that. I get to the end, oh, oops. The next one is Gen, the youngest son. And it's spelled K-E-N. And just like Barbie's boyfriend. But this one is very still. He's a mountain. Nope. Don't forget that. That was wrong. Oh, don't drop that, Mo. Yes, I talk to myself in the third person. Not in third person plural yet. Not yet. All right, I did it again. All right. The little sticks are not so easy to manipulate sometimes with my... My dad had fingers like mine. I have my dad's hands. Well, not literally. Yeah. I have very much his fingers. This is my grandmother's right here. And then the rest of them are pretty much my dad's. And he was a surgeon. And you'd see him with these big, thick fingers, and he would do amazing things. He was just very talented. He was a sweet guy. You would have loved my dad. Everyone loved my dad for the most part. Actually, everyone loved my dad. That's Gen. There he is. Yin-Yin on the bottom, Yang at the top. And Yang at the top. And that's Gen. And he is the youngest son, and he is a mountain of information. He's a meditator. That's meditation. He's still. And his animal is Khan's animal is a pig. precisely a boar. Very dangerous creature. Low to the ground, they'll hit you right about shins and knock you over, and then with those tusks. Yep. Bye-bye. So with Gen, his dogs, I think, that's one of his animals. And because, why? Because a dog will wake you to alert you to danger. He's very alert, you know. Dogs are wonderful. He's had another dog, animal too, I can't remember right now. But the point is that, mountain passes, he hangs out. He's very still and aware. That's Gen. It's about being alert and being present. And then the last one, of course, is Kun, the mother. Yin, yin, yin. Yin, yin, yin. Right there. Okay? Right there. So, these are the eight members of the family. And so we begin to think, well, what are they like? What are their personalities really about? And we can kind of, and generalization is what it's about. But then you start thinking, okay, we live in a very big world. And the whole thing was about trying to decide, what energy is going on right now? And that's really what the I Ching is for. The I Ching is for trying to decide what predominant, it's for divination, right? Yeah, or just trying to decide what's up, what's up, what's up. And it works beautifully for that. It really does. It's a tremendous tool that if you use it properly, will give you all sorts of incredible, I think, benefits in the world. You don't have to use the coins. You don't have to cast the stocks. You can just pay attention around you and say, boy, that's a lot of this energy. I'm feeling Gen, and I'm feeling Khan. And then you have a couple of different choices, you know, where you can go from. You can form hexagrams. You can write down, okay, I feel this and I feel this, and then go to the book later. Or if you know them more or less, you can say, okay, that's deliverance or whatever it is. And I feel pretty good about that. I feel pretty good about. Or I feel, there's something I need to really be concerned about. That's what it's about. So the personalities of these things. Dui is about having fun. You know, she loves to go out. She loves to play. She loves to have fun. She loves to joke. Dui is a delight. She's the joyous. She can take things very seriously. And she can be your worst nightmare because she's smart. Dui is the youngest daughter, remember. And she can be incredibly, incredibly intelligent. And she can really cut you down to size. So you never want to underestimate the Dui energy if it comes into your life. You want to make sure that you respect her and respect whatever's going on around, because she can make you completely unhappy at any moment. Don't think that because someone is diminutive, be it in energy or size, that they don't have the potential to really mess you up, because they very well might. Okay? Keep that in mind. And keep that in mind. People deserve respect. Even if you don't think they do, sometimes they might. They might be able to really screw with you. I'll put it that way. There's a lot that can happen in a very short period of time. All right? You'd be surprised. Even though, like I said, she loves to have fun, the finer things, for sure. Finer things. But when she takes things seriously, the Dui type, and remember, men can be Dui types too, they want to really take that serious. And they're smart. I can't reiterate that enough. There's an immense amount of intelligence there. Now, when they're not smart, I hate to put it that way, you'll know it. You'll know it. Why? Because the mouth. They have a mouth that will prove that over and over and over again. Okay? It's just one of those things that happens. People who talk a lot. Now, not loud talkers. Loud talkers are going to be more Jen because he's thunder, right? So Jen, I have found, those types are, in the real world, fast-talking salesmen. Like in a movie like The Music Man, Harold Hill is like Jen. He's a traveler. He's a wanderer. He goes from city to city. He talks a lot. He talks a little bit louder than most people when he's selling. And he's kind of a shyster. So there's some dwee there too, right? He's not telling the truth entirely about everything. Gary, Indiana, class of '09. Well, Gary, Indiana, class of '09 didn't exist, as Marion the librarian learns. She's Lee, right? You see that? She's Lee. She's intelligent, and she is a studious type. She doesn't have a big belly, you know, but she's smart, and she's intelligent, and she's lit up. She's brilliant. However, she was pregnant, so she did. Did you know that? Cassidy, that wasn't her name in this thing. She was, oh, come on. I just saw her in Oklahoma the other day on the television.
Back on the television, I was watching the tube.
you know her name. She was pregnant during the filming of The Music Man. It'll come. It'll come. My God, age is a tyrant. So Lee does because of the belly, right? She eventually had that bigger belly, and I think she had David Cassidy. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe it was Sean. I don't know. I think it might have been Sean. I don't know for sure. It doesn't matter. Does it matter, Mo? Nope. Don't matter. my goodness. But she also becomes a detective. Who's the detective? The penetrating one. The one who seeks and penetrates into everything. That would be Sun, or whatever. She's the one who's going to check into things and investigate. So she has a little bit of that, too. So you can see where you pick and choose and you look at people and so on. The mayor, right? Played by Phil Ford. Mayor Sheehan. I remember that, don't I? How can that be? And you remember him. And he's Kion. He's the father. He's the big father. And Kun, did I talk about Kun? I didn't talk about Kun. Oh, mother. She's a cauldron where things cook. She's a gigantic wagon. She's the home where everyone comes in out of the elements, out of the home. She's a Pacific Northwest longhouse where during the rainy season, everyone comes in at the end of the day and they all stay together warm, dry, safe. You know? Kun is warm clothing. Kun is good food, although all the sisters, I mean, everyone partakes in hunting and gathering, but, pardon me, a sip of something. The A is for absinthe, as in absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. So, it really is about understanding these basic premises or premises or permissions and working them into and do it and say, okay, so someone like Columbo, you know, Peter Falk's Columbo, you say, who was, you know, what was his personality? Well, obviously extremely smart. And of course, they're all pretty intelligent in their own way. But you say, okay, we would see there is a part of him that is Gen, okay? Because he stays still sometimes. He just waits and waits and waits for the proper moment to make his move. But there's a lot of him that would be... Well, there's a lot of him that's Dewey, isn't there? Because he says things in order to get people to reveal themselves or whatever the case may be. So you play with these ideas and you look at the personalities of them, you know. So Lee, for example, her personality is one of nothing shy about Lee. Lee is about being out there shining. But when she's done shining, it's done. Her time of day is 11 to 1 o'clock in the day. So from 11 a.m. until 1 o'clock. Noon, 11 to 12 to 1. The hottest part of the day. That's Lee. You see? That's Lee. And I think after her becomes, is it Kuna, from 1 to 5 p.m.? I think. And that's the preparation of dinner. Kun is going to take the afternoon shift from 1 to 5 p.m. And then Dewey from 5, is it 5 to 7? Yeah. And Dewey from 5 to 7. So that's like, you know, dinner time because we use our mouths. Right? Makes sense. And after 7 to 10, 7 to 10, I believe, is Kian sitting around, you know, playing canasta or whatever we do with the family, telling them what to do. The father, you know, the father sits around, smokes his pipe, you know, talks about, how are you and the beaver today, Wally? You know, whatever the case may be. And then from 7... How does it go? I know that Gen is from, I think, 11 to 1 a.m. Yeah, something like that. And then, no. Gen is 1 a.m. until 5 in the morning. That I know for sure. And because he's watching. He's watching to make sure everything is fine. You know, bow, wow, wow. He doesn't bark, but, you know, he's making sure everything's okay. And then Jen is from 5 to 7. So he's sunrise. He's sunrise. And then sun, because the winds, morning winds come. So I just love that. You can kind of get a feel for how it all works. It's all about nature, but it's also about us. Because we are a part of human nature. They have very specific personalities. They have very specific ways of doing things. So try and, you know, get any I Ching book, look at the personalities, what they give the trigrams to, what they, you know, the just attributes they give them, and think about what are these personalities? What do they mean? And begin trying to figure out how it works. Okay? You'll have a wonderful time. And you'll be able to, it'll enhance your reading of the I Ching several thousandfold. I know that's too much. Several hundred, I know. That's too much. But it'll make a big difference. Okay? People always use hyperbole when they're using percentages. But I do, and I only do it about a few million times, you know, more percentagely. That's for the truth. So that's this week's offering. I guarantee you it'll make a huge difference. Someday I'll teach you how to use nature itself to do a reading, which will blow your minds because it works. It works every single time. It'll change everything about how you do this stuff. I guarantee it, or I guarantee, as Justin Justin Wilson used to say, right, when he would do his cooking. He was a pretty good cook, too. He was fine. All right. So that's it for today. Oops. I know I had more to say, but for now, I think that's going to have to do, because that is the length of my show. How long is your show? What's your show about? Oh, about 55 minutes. Thank you. I'll get back to October stuff. I know the show on the 29th, I'm going to tell you about my ghost story, about my encounter with a spirit and what happened, and how it convinced me that they exist, although it didn't convince me of much more. And we can talk about that sometime. Have a lovely week, would you please? Be safe. And I wish you all peace. And I wish you all love. Take care. I love you all. Bye.
Next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2,